And welcome to Love Bonds, the podcast that will help you understand, nurture, and repair your romantic relationship. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and here I will harness my years of experience as a relationship and couple counselor to deep dive into the complex challenges of romantic relationship. Let's get started. So it's very important, critically important, that after you and your partner, your spouse, your fiance, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband and wife have a disagreement, a fight, are in conflict, are feeling out of sorts with each other. Things don't feel normal. The atmosphere, the mood between you is not light and bouncy, but heavy, kind of strained, disconnected, that you get it back on track for a number of reasons. This feeling of off balance, of out of sorts, it's likely that when you are out of sorts, fighting in disagreement with your partner, that it's impacting other aspects of your life. You can't sleep. You may feel anxious. You maybe snap at other people. You can't concentrate. It really has a pretty profound effect. And what a lot of couples do, which I don't recommend, is they just kind of wait it out. They let time pass and they never really repair. And then the issue that caused the disagreement or got them in this kind of state never really got addressed, and they never really repaired. They just kind of let it fade, almost like how an ocean wave can kind of pull back and go into the distance. It kind of, the fog, they just wait for the passage of time, or they sweep it under the rug. They can't stand the disconnect, and they just reconnect without processing anything. What's really happening here is the function of the romantic relationship is not working. In fact, I suggest to the listeners of this particular episode to listen to episode number 118, The Function of the Romantic Relationship, to see that romantic partners really work, whether they know it or not, to emotionally balance one another, or at least that's the idea. And they do emotionally affect each other in a very big way. And so when there's disagreement, let's say that mechanism of emotional regulation is not working. And we want to get that back to functionality. I know this doesn't sound romantic at all, but this is the function of the romantic relationship, and we want to get it working again to calm down the relationship and restore it so that it feels connected and light again. In fact, a research shows that long-term romantic relationships, marriages, couples that go the distance, but not just go the distance and are satisfied in their relationship, have the ability to repair or restore connection after a time of disconnect or conflict. This is a very important relationship skill, and it's hard to get it right. And so what this generally requires is a softening between the pair, that somebody, doesn't matter who, it could be you or your partner, approaches the other with some gesture, some softening, some gesture to connect, but it doesn't mean you're talking about the problem or the argument. It's really, this is happening at the emotional level. Some version of, honey, I've missed you. It doesn't feel right when we're fighting. I don't like when this happens. Can you come here? Can you give me a hug? Can I hug you? Can you sit next to me? Can you just be with me? I've missed you. I don't like arguing. So it's kind of a soft attempt to reconnect. But since you're in relationship, this requires a response, a reply. So it really does take the two. It takes one person to kind of reach, to sort of soften it and reconnect. And it takes the other party, the other one, to accept that, to say, yes, I've missed you too, dear. I don't like when we fight. That's painful. So it's this kind of reaching and responding. And it doesn't mean you're addressing the issue or the problem. It just means you're reaffirming your love for each other, that even though we're disagreeing and we don't like that this problem is not solved and it's causing stress, that we really do love each other and we want to connect. You have to do that first before you can address the issue that caused the conflict or that's not resolved. It's very similar in effect. If you think of a crying child, a child is kind of emotionally off balance. And if you try talking to the child while they're crying, you're trying to say, you got to do it like this, or you're teaching something or instructing, they're not going to listen. They're still going to be in an emotional state of meltdown and crying and big tears. The first order of business is to calm the emotional state first. You're okay, you know, mommy's here, daddy's here, it's going to be all right. Let me kiss that boo-boo, let me hold you, come on my lap. First you calm them down, and then you discuss, then you can do the teaching, then you can do the parenting. It's very similar between pairs, and so I'm suggesting here that it's very important to repair, to first connect, to soften it, some version of comfort, soothing, and reassuring. I've missed you. It's painful to be disconnected from you. I need you. It's a vulnerable reaching. And the other one, the partner, the husband, the wife, the girl, needs to accept that. Yeah, I don't like it either. Then you can resolve the issue. Couples that are able to do this, because it's required, you know, again and again and again, because relationships of any kind inherently have conflict, difficulty, times of distance, times of disconnect. And so this skill becomes very important. And this restores the connection to that emotional balance that makes it safe again. It conveys some version of, we're going to be okay. Our love will see us through. Even though we don't agree with that, we really do love each other and need each other, and I'm here with you despite the differences. It calms it down. It comforts, it soothes, it reassures. When this happens, the couple is back in balance. It feels okay. You probably can restore sleeping. You calm down. You're not snapping at other people or kicking the dog or whatever you're doing, you know, to sort of when things don't feel right with your partner. We want to get it into an emotional balance and get that mechanism that's discussed in episode 118 working again. Developing this skill is paramount, and in this particular time of the coronavirus, the pandemic, when you're together 24/7, it's very likely that couples across the United States, couples everywhere, are either in conflict, there's tension, there's disagreement, there's bickering, fighting, or worse, or it's a time of distancing, of taking space, because these conditions are extremely stressful, and it's important to have this cycle of, you know, fighting, disconnect, and then repair. The magic, the important piece, is the repair. That's what gets it back to its equilibrium, let's say. All right, and we want to master this, especially during this very difficult time, to reassure your partner they're loved, you care about them, you don't like the distance, the disconnect hurts, and either you reach for them or you accept their attempt, recognize and accept their attempt at trying to make it right again. That's very important. So I thank you for joining me on Love Bonds Podcast. If you found that it helped, I'd be very appreciative of an iTunes review. Simply use your cell phone, go to Love Bonds on iTunes, tap on the podcast image, scroll down to ratings and reviews, and leave your review. And be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Bye for now.